This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's all about Satanism, ladies and gentlemen. Here's Satanism demystified.
There are many preconceived notions about what defines Satanism. Some people will say that Satanists are just playing dress-up. Some say they sacrifice children, and others believe they have magical powers. But the truth is much more simple. Most people will agree that Satanism is the antithesis of Christianity. So first we must define what Christianity is. In a sentence, Christianity is the impulse to express brotherly love towards our fellow man. Satanism does not have that impulse at all. In the most simple terms, Satanism can be described with the pop culture phrase, pimps and hoes. If these words upset you, good. We are talking about the nature of evil. And if it makes light of it, even better. These animals are nothing to fear. While the rich and powerful Satanists want you to believe they are witches and warlocks, they are nothing more than pimps and hoes. Cannibals, feeding off other people like predatory animals. Completely devoid of the impulse for brotherly love, Satanism is base-level animal tribalism, an animal hierarchy comprised of the pimps at the top, the hoes they control, and the tricks they both exploit. This is the law of the jungle, which has existed for millennia. A survival of the fittest, dog-eat-dog world, where the nice guys always finish last. It is the patriarchy that the anti-Christians claim to oppose, which makes no sense, because we are only able to transcend this ruthlessness with the Christian impulse of brotherly love, where everyone is equally welcome. There is much talk about a battle being waged between good and evil, but this sort of simple black and white duality only exists in our mind. In reality, what's going on is a balancing act between our spirit and our body. While our spirit may be drawn to love and light, our body is an animal with innate animal instincts that cannot easily be suppressed. And like every other species of animal, the primary instincts are survival and reproduction. So as far as mammals go, the female is the ultimate prize in the game of life. A society built upon a Christian ethos of brotherly love is one that honors individual freedom. And the way to satisfy our animal desires for survival with brotherly love is through marriage and raising a family with some degree of selflessness. And without the Christian ethos of brotherly love, the Satanist simply sees women as the most valued commodity to be bought and sold for one's own selfish desire. Pimps and hoes. Whether it be in the poorest communities or at the top of the pyramid, Satanism is all about control. And the ones at the top have invested everything into their technocratic pop culture media machine, which is their main method of pimping. And they see the brainwashed masses as their hoes, because according to the laws of the jungle, they own them, which is why they resent the Christian ethos, because it is the only thing on earth that stands against them. But the real problem with Satanism is that it keeps an individual from knowing God and discovering their true path. Our free will allows us the choice to either transcend spiritually, which requires a personal relationship with God, or descend into the animal kingdom and forever remain a beast, which is what the pimps and hoes are ultimately selling. But we don't have to buy it. Satanic influence has always been with us, and it is nothing to fear. These Satanist pimps are not gods. They are merely animals playing mind tricks and spinning lies. Redemption is for everyone, and humanity has a choice. We can either submit to the beast system and live like animals, or we can follow the Christian impulse for brotherly love and stand up against evil so that our children will know freedom. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
The internet and talk radio are on fire with the slogan, Alex Jones was right. People ask, what's it like to be vindicated? Well, it's actually a very sick feeling because I knew this was coming. I tried to stop it. And now everything I've talked about is going to become more important than ever because the globalists aren't hiding it anymore in policy reports and documents. It's now out in the open. Klaus Schwab said last week that they rule the earth. The Bilderberg Group founded Davos Group. So now the fight's out in the open. They're making their move because they know they're behind schedule. We're going to win this thing. God's watching. The children are counting on us. I just want to thank the viewers and listeners for your word of mouth and your prayer and your financial support, because without you, InfoWars would not be here. So I want you to really internalize the fact that you are the InfoWar, and you are the reason humanity has a fighting chance. So I want to thank you and salute you again for all you've done and ask you now to redouble your efforts.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
All right, we've got a surprise special guest in the studio. We're talking about the world economy, what's happening, how to protect yourself, and more. Bottom of the hour, but let's continue getting into this news here. So, ABC poll, Biden badly underwater on all of the top issues. Inflation, gas prices, crime, gun violence, abortion, COVID-19. But the biggest issue is the inflation and the idea that Biden isn't the figurehead. The fact that the buck doesn't stop with him. The idea, with countless headlines every day, that Biden doesn't know how to fix the inflation. Biden doesn't know how to cut the gas prices. When what does he want? More $1 trillion, $2 trillion, $3 trillion extra spending packages. He wants to forgive student loans. He wants to raise taxes on corporations, but they've already written loopholes not to pay taxes. So the small corporations that actually do pay taxes will then pass the prices on. He says that will lower inflation. No. In an eighth grade economics class, they'll teach you that will increase taxes. But when they ask his Treasury Secretary about it, when they ask the Commerce Secretary about it, they say, oh, we've not contributed any to that. Those are quotes. You're like, that's not true. They're gaslighting. And so James Carville comes out. Democrat strategist, economy will be number one issue in midterms, not abortion or guns, which is totally true. So why then are they spending all their time on the guns? Because that's the globalist agenda and what the big money, when big tech gives money or others, it's known you don't get the money, not just for their industry, but unless you promote pedophilia, open borders, devaluing currency, carbon taxes, net zero, all of the agenda of the World Economic Forum. And that's why we see Mitch McConnell and the rest of them vehemently supporting Biden and his six anti-gun bills. With Biden's approval rating hitting record low, GOP works to hand Dems a win on gun control. InformationLiberation.com article on InfoWars.com. Joe Biden's approval rating is lower than every president of the modern era at this stage of the term. But Republican senators are working to hand him a big win and sell out their base by teaming up with Democrats to pass gun control legislation. And the article goes through all the different Republicans that are going along with this. Pat Toomey on Face the Nation and the rest of them. Mitch McConnell supporting the gun control measures. These people are a plague on us and our families. But what else are they doing? I mentioned this earlier, but let's actually name names here. Scoop, Axios reports, January 6th committee's secret advisor. Ooh. And they've got all the networks promoting, oh, it's the biggest show on earth, bigger than P.T. Barnum. Step right up, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to show you incredible bombshell January 6th information proving Trump was commanding the attack on the Capitol. And then now the press, even mainstream media, is reporting, well, we've been given a preview. There's no proof. Oh, you want proof? The House January 6th committee has turned to a renowned former network news executive to hone a mountain of explosive material into a captivating multimedia presentation for primetime hearing. James Goldston, former president of ABC News, he also produces TV shows, and a master documentary storyteller who ran Good Morning America and Nightline, all with imploded ratings, has joined the committee as an unannounced advisor. Oh, my gosh. You mean it's a Hollywood production? Why it matters. I'm told Goldston is busily producing Thursday's 8 p.m. ET hearing as if it were a blockbuster investigative special. So their own advisors say, listen, they don't care about January 6th. They know it's crazy people with guns. The public doesn't want their guns taken. They care about inflation, exploding energy prices that are part of that, the open borders, the crime waves. And their answer is, but we're going to tell you that January 6th was just the ultimate example of evil ever seen on planet Earth. And it goes on from there. Gun violence results in at least 10 mass shootings over the weekend, Wall Street Journal reports. But it's not getting a lot of coverage because almost every one of them was black gangs shooting black gangs. And it's still terrible, and I'm against it, and I wish it wouldn't have happened, but it's not that white supremacist that they were looking for. Speaking of black on black, but this is Islamic on Christian, Nigeria is being invaded by Boko Haram. Nigeria has tens of thousands of its mainly Christian citizens killed every year by Muslims coming out of the north trying to take it over. And so yesterday, there was at least 50 killed, including women and children, in a satanic massacre, the Sun calls it. And I have Reuters and other articles saying, we don't know who did it. There have been hundreds of mall and market and church shootings where the Islamists know it's all Christians. I forget the exact demographics, but it's like 60% Christian, 30% animist, meaning nature worshipers, sun worshipers, and 10% Muslim. It was like 5% a decade ago. The Muslims are taking over. And, of course, the prime suspects in Kenya or Nigeria or wherever you are in Africa is the Muslims. Hell, in Sudan, it's a 15-year war, the Muslims attacking the south, trying to kill all the Christians. They even got bombers and tanks and missiles given to them by places like Saudi Arabia. So at least 50 people have been slaughtered in a satanic massacre by twisted gunmen dubbed bandits at a Nigerian church. Yeah, bandits. Women and children were among the victims of the gunmen opened fire on worshipers inside and outside St. Francis Catholic Church in the town of Owo. And nowhere here do they ever say, wonder if it's the group that's done it over and over again. And the media is so controlled, even if Boko Haram or other groups take credit, you're not going to see it in the news. Meanwhile, I didn't get to this clip yesterday. We're going to play it when we come back. When I'm wrong, I'm wrong. And when I made a mistake, I admit it. And I've got egg all over my face. Alex Jones is not always right. And I'm ashamed of myself. And I don't say that to like, oh, look, he's ashamed of himself. I mean, that's how I feel. And I need to admit that. I am tired. And I didn't want to get in the car and drive 3 hours to Uvalde. And I just want to believe in Texas, and I want to believe in police, and I want to believe in the system. Because I know that that old system's not perfect, but it's under attack. So I got up here on air, and I regurgitated the official story. And even after the evidence came out that it was a lie, I just lazily went along with it. And now the jury's in. And, I'll tell you the rest on the other side. I'll be completely honest, because it's not just about me. It's about understanding the thought process that we're all having. But Uvalde smells bad, guys. And I'll just say it when we come back. Stay with us.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health-giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
When the tragic event unfolded in Uvalde, Texas, with 19 children and two teachers killed, there were publications everywhere saying, will Alex Jones say this is a false flag? Will Alex Jones say this was staged? Because Jones always says it's staged. No, I don't always say it's staged. When there's an hour stand down at Columbine and they knew it was going to happen and they stood down, I said it was suspicious. And the children reported, the teenagers reported multiple gunmen in the building and men that were adults doing it. We've covered that. Gregory said a great report on it last week. And then you look at the stand down in Broward County a few years ago, the tragic event, what happened there. And they knew the guy was a shooter. They knew he was planning it. They called him school shooter. They stood down for at least 12, 14 minutes outside when they knew he was running around shooting people. And the list goes on and on. We have the Buffalo white supremacist shooter. Turns out was in constant communication with a former federal agent. That obviously leads to provocateuring, leans towards that. So just because I've been sued by the Democratic Party for questioning mass shootings isn't the reason I came out 2 weeks ago on Tuesday after it happened and said, well, the police say that they chased him in there and engaged him, and a hero Border Patrol agent killed him within 12 minutes. And then, well, he was barricaded inside there, and we're not sure. And it was 45 minutes, and then it was 60 minutes, and then it was 70 minutes. Now it's 75 minutes that they stood outside, the state police, local police, all of them, and held the families back, and they lied about it for a week. And finally, the head of the DPS went down there and said, I was misled. And the governor said he was misled. And then I said, okay, it looks like we were lied to. But I should have gotten in a car, and I should have gone down there. It's 3 hours away. And I should have interviewed people like I used to do. I didn't not do it because I've been sued for asking questions. I still said Jussie Smollett and Bubba Wallace were staged, and we still, when we think something's staged, say it. But I still kind of just stayed out of it because it's such a toxic situation. And if it happens again like this, we won't be like that. So I subconsciously backed off of this because it's so painful. I mean, who wants to be around something like that? The grieving parents and others. And so we dropped the ball. We gave the police the benefit of the doubt because it's Texas and the police have been under attack, and I want to believe in the police. But the head police chief of the school district there is in hiding. He was already elected to the city council. He won't talk to the press. He won't talk to the state police or Texas Rangers. He won't talk to the feds. And who knows what happened? Because it turns out there weren't police in there for an hour. It turns out they weren't outside the barricaded door. They now say none of that was true. On what planet do we live? For 70-plus minutes, hundreds of police stand around, sitting on their hands. That's a nice way of saying it. With their thumbs in their rear ends, doing nothing because the head cop of the school district said so, who it turns out wasn't in radio communication, and who it turns out wasn't even on the scene. That's dereliction of duty. That is serious negligence. And I want him indicted for negligence. And I want him indicted for fraud. And I want everybody else that lied in trouble. Because if we don't keep the police accountable, we're in a police state. That doesn't mean when the left goes after them for no reason, we back them. But this is shameful, and this is disgusting. And quite frankly, who the hell knows what happened? I'm really suspicious now of this police chief. I'm really suspicious of the whole thing in the timing and the midterms and all of it. And you got the white supremacist with the feds and all of it, and that's being covered up. Is the average cop bad? No, they followed orders and stood there. But these moms had better instincts. And the off-duty cops went and got their own kids. So here's this powerful woman who I really want to get on the show. In fact, I want to send Christy Lee down there to interview her or others. Uvalde mom who saved kids from school shooting says police threatened her. This is Angelai Gomez. This woman is who the police chief should be. I am so ashamed of Texas. I'm ashamed that I bought their BS, and I'm pissed. Now, I don't know what went on down there, but for all we know, it could be MKUltra. For all we know, my God, yet again, man, just like the Whitmer case I thought was staged, turned out it was all fake. We need to find out what the hell's going on. This guy told six friends he was going to shoot the school up. The police were told and were not given a warrant to go after him. Why are the police following orders? It's following orders at a time like this. And the cops tasing fathers and mothers. It's disgusting. And the police aided and abetted that murderer by protecting him while he killed those people. Here she is.
Arrest you because you're being very uncooperative. I said, well, you're going to have to arrest me because I'm going in there, and I'm telling you right now, I don't see none of y'all in there. Y'all are standing with snipers and y'all are far away. If y'all don't go in there, I'm going in there. He immediately put me in cuffs.
She says after Uvalde police officers told marshals to uncuff Gomez, she ran towards the school.
As soon as they uncuffed me, I jumped that first gate fence, and once I jumped it, I went to my son's class. And I knocked on the door, and I remember the teacher saying, I'm like, hey, they're already bolt cutting the fence to get me. She's like, you think we have time to get out? I said, y'all have time. I'm going to run for my other son.
Once she was assured her son was okay, Gomez ran to get her other child, encountering more officers who tried to stop her.
So I start yelling, and I'm being a cooperative, and I'm like, well, y'all aren't doing what are y'all doing? Y'all ain't doing Y'all need to be in here. Give me your vest. Somebody give me a vest. Something. I started paying attention to how far the shots were being, so that I knew the shooter was all the way still by my first son's class. So when I went to my second son's door, the teacher didn't want to open the door for me. So that's when they started escorting me out. And as I see that they're opening my son's door, I go run for my son and I get him.
With both of her kids out safe, Gomez still can't shake the thought of those who didn't make it.
While you were inside the school, did you see officers
there
inside the school?
There was not one officer inside the school when I ran to my second son's class. There was not one officer.
And you were hearing gunshots, so you knew that
you could hear the gunshots. It was still active. The gunshots were still active. They were not in there. There was no one in there. If anything, when I pulled up, my car was closer to the school than where the snipers and everybody that was laying on the ground were.
When you heard that it took law enforcement 75 minutes before they went in and stopped the shooter, what was your thinking, having been inside the school yourself?
I don't know. I was just thinking that they could have saved many more lives. They could have gone into that classroom and maybe...
All right, let's stop right there. So this woman followed her God-given instincts. She's a good mother. And the police followed the criminal orders of that police chief who needs to be in handcuffs right now. Hey, I want him arrested now. Arrest that son of a bitch right now. Right now. No more of this crap. I bitched out Florida for standing out for 14 minutes. Texas stands down for over 70. Shameful.
I want to take a minute out to address the viewers and listeners of InfoWars and to remind you that we've been vindicated and that world government and its tyrannical aim of depopulation is now out in the open. Everything you and I have done together has been historic, and we cannot continue in this fight without your support. I want to encourage you all to be part of history right now while you still can, to get the third and final coin in the Founding Member Coin Series, the Come and Take It Free Men Bear Arms Coins at 1776coin.com. In just a few days, this coin will be gone forever, and you will have have the coin in your possession and know you helped InfoWars stay on air at the most critical time in our 28-year history. So I want to thank you all for your support. I want to encourage you all to be part of history and to get this historic memento that keeps us on air at InfoWarsStore.com or 1776coin.com while you still can.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Waging war on corruption, it's Alex Jones.
Do you want to take a life? Do you want to cross that line? Because it's a long way back from hell.
It wasn't until this Friday night that I hit a wall. I was supposed to be finishing my nightly newsletter that I mentioned.
Wow! Oh, yes! Yes! Yes!
Like your new body?
I love it.
Your operations blow.
bucket list right here. Uh-oh. Oh, my God. I'm not here. Come on over here. Come on over here. No, you flip me off. Come on, Sour. No. Come on. You're not an intellectual. You're a fake and a fraud.
Has she gone or is she here? Kathleen Kennedy's employment status is queer.
Live coverage of the world burning. This is the InfoWar with Alex Jones. Thank you for joining us today. Your call, special guest coming up right now. What's happening? What are you over in the UK?
Yeah. Sorry, I'm just some limey.
You're extremely handsome. Good to have a balance. But at the same time, the world's a very serious place. The way to reach new people is comedy. That's what we're doing here today. Serious stuff's coming up right now. Yeah! I love this show. Friday Night Tights. Shows. I love having a lot of fun with people, and that's actually what I want to do. That's who I am. But we got serious issues to cover in this very serious world. So I asked one of the smartest lawyers I know, Tyler Bennett, to fly out here from Los Angeles to this big six-story, compound, and to take your calls today for the next hour and 22 minutes we have left with him ahead of the next guest host that takes over, Gerald Celente, in the fourth hour. And we're going to open the phones up specifically for all of you that have economic and tax questions. And the reason I hype this so much is it's a total 360 win. And anything that's a win for everybody is where I live. Alex Jones lives in the 360 win. If it helps me and it helps you and it helps everybody, that's where I'm at. That's the Genesis factor. That's what God gave us. We're supposed to do stuff that helps ourselves and helps others. And if we got to get hurt ourselves to help others, well, we do it. But that's if we have to. We want the 360 win. We don't want to be martyrs here. If we need to, we'll do it. But we want the non-zero-sum game. And so I asked him to fly here a few weeks ago. He was too busy because he's got so many companies and so many big things and a big trust company they run. But he got here, and he's here. He's here actually to advise us on taxes and things. That's why he brought some of his great crew today. They're meeting just a few offices over from us. But Tyler Bennett, great tax lawyer, great guy. American Tax Solutions, JonesTaxRelief.com, takes you right to where it's the same site, but we get sponsorship from the number of people that go there. Just do a consultation, folks. You're crazy if you don't. JonesTaxRelief.com will put the toll-free number on screen as well. But we're going to take calls starting next hour for a full hour. Your tax questions, and believe me, whether you are a busboy or whether you are a millionaire, whether you own a car dealership, you're a farmer, whether you're an auto mechanic, or whether you're a teacher, it doesn't matter. The system has all these loopholes for themselves that are totally legal that they don't want you to know about. So I'll give the number out as we go to break. Coming up here in a few minutes, but Tyler Bennett, you've also got a bunch of notes here. You knocked it out of the park today on American Journal with Harrison Smith.
Well, thanks. Good. Great to be back, Alex, and in studio here in the wonderful state of Texas. And you know what it's all about is inflation, okay? Because there's taxes, but then you're getting taxed again on inflation. And if you are not the fat cats at the top, and you don't have the proper representation, dollars per donuts, you're paying more than you absolutely need to in taxes, which, according to the IRS Bill of Rights, it's your right to pay the least amount as legally possible using all legal avenues available, right? And it's this, in this system that we exist in right now, it's akin to taxation without representation because you don't know what the tax laws are, and even the IRS has admitted there are people that collect against you in the state. They don't know what the tax laws are either. They just go off of the man.
And I want to be clear right here. There's three or four groups, but there's globalists that pay no taxes and they own the system. Mm-hmm. There's people that know the loopholes for the nouveau riche and the general public that can mitigate it 90%. Then there's people that just are chumps and go along and get ripped off. And then there's people that believe a bunch of, hey, I don't have to pay this. It's all a fraud. And you might be okay. You might get your legs broken. And I'm not bashing you if you do that. For me, this is the safest, clearest way to mitigate it and not get put in prison.
Absolutely, Alex. So when we talk about those three groups, the group on top, it's a club. You and me and all your listeners, we're never going to be part of their club. But the thing is that specific group of corporations and people, Facebook, Apple, they are the oil companies now.
Amazon.
They're posting record profits this year. And the reason is because inflation does not affect them in the same way it does you and me. For you and me, we go to the gas pump and we pay more for the same gallon of gas because our dollar is worth less. The corporations and the people on top of the pyramid, they just charge more and make more money.
And I'm going to explain that when we come back. Because like Biden's ass, oh, let's increase corporation taxes. They'll just pass it on.
Absolutely. They pass that on directly to the consumer, just as they are doing with inflation right now.
All right, Tyler Bennett, stay there. And I got articles from the Associated Press and others to back you up. This is what they don't want you to know. And the thrill of my life is teaching people the hat trick, teaching them the magician's trick, because I want to empower you because I believe in you. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the tax doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
To screw you, and the CPAs and the lawyers are always 5 years behind, but not Tyler Bennett. Boom, cut and dry, cut the chase. Save you so much money right now on hundreds of different services and fronts where they save you money and they just get part of the savings you get at JonesTaxRelief.com, which takes you to American Tax Solutions. Now, I've had a lot of callers and a lot of emails saying, hey, I want to ask Tyler Bennett questions on air. They can call you at your Vegas offices, your offices in L.A. and other offices, they can get answers. But they want you to answer questions. The next hour, we're going to probably take 20 phone calls. So get ready. We're going to go to you, have your question. He's ready to answer it. The toll-free number is 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX. On the economy, on taxes, on corporations, on trust. You want real stuff that the establishment uses, not BS, not vapor in the air, not some of the patriot disinfo out there that'll get your ass put in prison, but real information how to work within the system and not go to prison and save most of your money, especially with this inflation going on, 877-789-2539. And let's put on screen, because I've got it here in my folder, but let's put it on screen. The website is JonesTaxRelief.com. And then there's also a toll-free number, which I do not have memorized. Here it is, 833-900-4285. There it is, 833-900-4285, JonesTaxRelief.com, 833-900-4285. Tyler Bennett, those calls are getting racked up and loaded up right now to ask you questions, but you got a lot of notes there, brother. Take it away.
All right, Alex. So as we were saying right before the commercial break, those top 25 people, if you will, made $400 billion last year, okay? And collectively, they paid $13.4 billion in taxes. Now, if you do the math, that's less than 5%. And the reason why that's infuriating is you, me, and your audience in the middle class here, we collectively as the middle class paid $146 billion. So we're paying 10 times the amount of taxes that these people are. And again, it's because they use specific methods that we know how to do to help mitigate their taxes. For example, you know, there's trusts. We've talked about that before. There's corporations. And when you said a vapor wisp, see, the thing is, the difference between a vapor wisp and a legal corporation or a legal trust is a piece of paper that is, you know, signed by an attorney.
Contract power.
Exactly. And that's what these people make utilizations of that the middle class doesn't. And it's because of a lack of education generally. You know, I never learned in high school how to do taxes, entity, any sort of financial literacy at
all.
That's
by design.
Exactly. It is by design because they want to keep their club just exactly that. You're not part of the cabal, so you can pay more in taxes.
Like George Carlin says, it's a big club and you ain't in.
That's exactly right. Brilliant man.
But this lets us crash the club.
Exactly. So what they do, what the globalists do is they're right here. Their assets are right here, and they put the most amount of entities, trusts, corporations, literally pieces of paper, in between them.
And they act like it's all super secret, but really it's all right there for anybody.
It is actually right there for anybody in the tax code, but I've told people this before. If you're ever can't sleep at night and you're up, take a read of just a few pages of the tax code. You'll be out in minutes because it's written to be horribly boring and hard to understand. And that is, again, by design. But we
every line sources some other document.
Absolutely. So, let me just say, income, one word. That definition is 60 pages of the tax code. So, there you go. Not to mention the regulations and...
But you eat, drink, and sleep. I call you at 2 a.m., you answer. You eat, drink, and sleep to some of your other lawyers and CPAs. You guys are on the cutting edge. Because, again, they change it every year or two, so the general public doesn't get it. You're with the new thing. So the truth is, this is very easy, but you're going to have to change it every year or two.
Exactly. And that's where good intending tax firms fall behind because they're not up to date on the tax changes every year, every few years, right? And, you know, if you've got crypto, ask yourself, can your accountant spell Ethereum? If not, you probably...
Nothing against other tax firms. I called you too, but I called like four others. They're like, how do they know you got millions of donations? They don't even know what blockchain is.
Right.
So I'm explaining to them what it is.
Right. And so that's not a good situation when your tax guy knows less about crypto and DeFi than you do. And what that also means is they're scared of it. Just like the IRS, when the IRS has labeled anyone who has crypto a criminal in their news press release, you know, your average tax firm and, you know, no, not talking any crap, they are risk adverse and they do not want you to have an audit or them to get audited because that's going to hurt them.
But you get protected by having a law firm like yours behind you.
Yeah, so what they do...
You guys write a letter, you certify it.
They overcompensate and in the essence, you lose money. Deductions you could have had because they don't want to be an advocate for you. They just want to...
And that's the reason I get you on because this is just so solution-based and it's all right there.
Yeah, listen, it's in the taxpayer bill of rights not to pay a dime more than you owe. And so, listen, we'll take the IRS to court if they want us to. And
well, just off record, I don't want to say the name of the firm, but I believe you. I know you're great. That's why you have your sponsor. But months ago, when this all started happening, donations of crypto, I went to one of the other big firms in Stone. And I said, here's the plan I've been given. They said, yeah, that's a dead-on plan. What yeah. You recommended, just dead-on.
Yeah. I mean, listen.
But other lawyers, and they're like... I'm not being mean. They just, that's, they're in the old world. They're like dinosaurs.
That's what I was saying before. So, I mean, these people went to college and stuff, and they think, you know what, if the law's not going to change that much, and I can just continue going forward. Well, you can, but you're going to end up paying the IRS more than you need to because the laws, the minutia changes every year, and we have to be up to date on that. Like, for example, the $650 filing requirement for Etsy, eBay, that kind of thing. That's a direct attack on the middle class. And if
talk about that. Anything like $600 or more, Biden wants reported.
Right. So there's this concept called the tax gap. That is the difference between the amount of money that the United States spends and the amount of money that it generates in tax revenue. Now, if we were just to tax the globalists 0.5% more, the entire tax gap would close. But instead, of course, because we're not part of their cabal, they said, hey, let's tax good old mom and pop who made $1,000 selling.
Who they said were non-essential. They're at war with the middle class.
Right, they are. So they want the middle class to be depleting of their savings accounts and be completely reliant upon the government for everything.
Well, Schwab admits that. Here's a few headlines. AP, inflation divide. The wealthy splurge, the poorest pull back. They're using all their fiat currency to buy everything up. AP. Wall Street Journal, individual income tax payments on pace to reach record level. So the globalists pay almost nothing, 1% on average. The average person is paying record level. That's not fair. And it's all in the code.
Absolutely. And one of the main reasons for that is individuals, you and me, we have a graduated tax code. That means as inflation makes more money available, we are going to pay more of that as a percentage.
So bottom line, to survive during this inflation attack, people better use the establishment's loopholes now or they're done.
Corporations and trust is the name of the game.
So this is survival, folks. That's why I'm all about solutions. I'm all about victory. It's why we're doing this with a hardcore law firm that just cuts right to the chase. American Tax Solutions, JonesTaxRelief.com takes you right there. JonesTaxRelief.com. You are insane. If you don't call them, they do a non-disclosure deal, and then they look at your information, and they give you an assessment.
That's right. It's all attorney-client privilege, so you can tell us whatever. But listen, we've been talking about the future, tax planning. If the IRS is already after you, they're threatening phone calls, they're coming to your house, we take care of that as well. We can get you protected and stop them and the state from violating your rights immediately.
Hundreds of services at JonesTaxRelief.com. We'll put the toll-free number on screen. We're going to come back, and we're going to take your phone calls. Susan, Josh, Josiah, Bill, David, Kathy, Tina, Valerie, Kelly, Angela, a lot of women callers. You get about one woman caller for five males. Half those are women callers. We're going to go right to your phone calls. But first, when we come back, George Carlin clip. It's a big club, and you ain't in it. And then right to your calls with Tyler Bennett of JonesTaxRelief.com. That's just our sponsorship link to American Tax Solutions. Incredible. You are insane. If you don't get the assessment, you don't do it. We're all about solutions. We want our listeners to be prepared and ready and to prosper under enemy attack, not just survive. JonesTaxRelief.com. Toll-free number will be on screen as well. Back with hour number three and your phone calls and Tyler Bennett, JonesTaxRelief.com.
All right.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.